Hi, this is Martin, and you can probably hear in this audio version of our review how heavy the cold is that I complain about in the first line. This is just a supplement. Mostly it's repeating what you can read in front of you there. It's just an alternative for those that might prefer it. You'll notice that I haven't included any links in this one because, as I've said somewhere in the email, that all the links are available from the blog, and I'd really like to encourage you to start using that as your portal. Anyway, here's the review. In the morning of Friday last week, we spent some time discussing the notion of flipped learning, as well as reviewing some of the core ideas from the previous week, so what blended learning meant or means. And it was a good and valuable discussion, and good that there was still some cynicism and concern and worries, and that sort of thing is really important for pushing practical solutions to the forefront of our consideration of all things technological, as well as the positives that there are. You know that I'm already a convert, so it's good to rein things back and ask those questions, so keep doing that. As I say here, thanks to all of those who contributed, particularly in that section. Thanks very much to Patrick, who talked about using the QR codes with two different groups and a differing experience as well. And Richard, who was talking about some of the ways in which he could use and proposes to use, and I know has started now to use some of the tools that we've been looking at. And Fozzie, who was up till, I think it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, fiddling around with various bits and pieces. So it's great that enthusiasm's coming through as well. I reflected on the number of people who had and hadn't done the homework. It was almost a 50-50 split. And in a way, I was glad that some of you hadn't, because it was an opportunity to reflect on the implications of what that means for when you want to flip a classroom. Remember, that's when you give the theory outside of the valuable class time. So through a video or through an activity like the one that I set up. Well done, Richard, for identifying that. And then you use the class time for some kind of review or individualised activity. In our case, it was the collaborative electronic tasks that you went on to. Some of you in that task contributed on Padlet, others on PiratePad, and the third group used a shared Google Slides presentation. And I hope that you all got a chance to look at each other's work and to think about how that you might be able to use some of those things with your groups or students. The PiratePad froze at one point, but I think that was a college system thing, nothing to do with PiratePad itself. The Padlet got a little bit messy looking, but I think you all saw how you can just click on the square with the arrow icon and then turn it into a linear PDF format. In the afternoon, you looked at not recreating the wheel by searching for existing things like Quizlets, Prezis and videos. And several of you were very happy that you found things that could just be tweaked in a slight way, and it was exactly what you were teaching in the next lesson or in a week's time or something like that. Particularly impressive there was the way in which Ruby, Rebecca and Leanne, the English teachers, were working together to create something that they could share. Excuse me. And well done, Leanne, for embedding the blend space into Moodle. In the afternoon, we talked a little bit about sharing documents online. I think I might have to cut this recording short. Using Dropbox, Box, and Google Drive. Excuse me. And thanks again to Fozzie there, and to Rebecca for the thing on sparkly text. We didn't have as much time as I would have liked to look at the presentation tools, but as I said in the email, that link is there in the blog, so do go back to that. Finally, send me your links, please. That's your only real homework for this week. Thanks very much.